it's time to check on how the news has been reverberating on social media. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate. And Julia, Jeb Bush has had a share of Twitter action this week with his comments on the Iraq war. But what else is getting your attention?
Well, one story that was percolating in social media this week is the tale of George Stephanopoulos, who, the former Clinton advisor who has remade himself as a journalist and at ABC hosts both Good Morning America and This Week. News came out that he had contributed $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation and had not disclosed it to his employers or his audience. And this particularly came up, I think, because he interviewed Peter Schweitzer, who wrote the book Clinton Cash, about the very entanglements that the Clinton Foundation might create for a potential Hillary presidency. This was met on social media with a fair amount of surprise because he'd done a pretty good job remaking himself as a journalist over the past decades. And I think a little bit of confirmation bias for people on media who like to say all of these people pretending to be objective journalists are laughable. This story plays right into that narrative. So a lot of conservatives on Twitter were saying, well, geez, isn't this a surprise?
And what was the left saying?
I don't think anybody was sticking up for this behavior.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, if you want an impartial press, you need to be transparent.
And he said as much this morning, apologizing on Good Morning America. We'll see how that plays out. But meanwhile, another story that really ratcheted around social media was Seymour Hersh's scathing piece in the London Review of Books, in which he pretty much says that everything the White House, the Obama administration, has said about the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound was a lie. His piece claimed that bin Laden was actually held prisoner by the Pakistani military and that the Obama administration convinced leaders to allow a raid, things like that. We know you had a Slate interview, but your thoughts here?
Well, I think this is an instance that suggests that social media is actually a great platform for enabling all kinds of readers to engage in media criticism. The piece was met with immediate skepticism. Folks were pointing out various potential problems with its sourcing. Then there were folks coming out of the woodwork to defend him from the skeptics. Slate's Isaac Chotiner got Seymour Hersh on the phone to ask him about the fracas, and the resulting interview was just ricocheting around Twitter on Wednesday night. You know, typically Facebook drives a ton of traffic and Twitter drives a much smaller amount of traffic, but we were seeing Facebook numbers on this post because it was such an entertaining and revealing read.
So we'll link people at herenow.org. But finally, we just have to touch on a firestorm in social media in, who knew, the classical music Twitter sphere. There's a search going on in the Berlin Philharmonic for a new conductor. There was a rumor based on a false tweet that it was going to be Boston's beloved Anders Nilsson's. People went crazy.
This was a social media cataclysm for a field that was less accustomed to it. The Berlin Philharmonic is incredibly revered and have an unusual selection process where the whole community gathers and just mulls it over and through successive rounds of voting anoints a new leader. So the whole world was waiting. There were many comparisons to the papal conclave. The false rumor went around. Bostonians despaired. Then it was debunked. Then they were still waiting. People were tweeting photos of the conductor from the Muppets and saying he'd been chosen. Their cats and saying they'd been chosen. And Berlin Phil was a trending hashtag as social media gathered raptly waiting for news.
Well, French horn player Sarah Willis wants everyone to know that was not her tweeting. That was a false tweet. And in fact, the Philharmonic has not yet chosen a new conductor. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief at Slate, thank you so much.
Thank you.